Random House Audio presents The Headmaster's Wager by Vincent Lamb. Read for you by Fyodor Chin. Rock stand stock still, unawed by time and change. Waters lie rippling, grieved at ebb and flow. Lady Tan Quan. Part 1. Chapter 1. 1930, Shantou, China. On a winter night, shortly after the New Year festivities, Chen Kai sat on the edge of the family Kong, the brick bed. He settled the blanket around his son. "Guai Jai," he said. "Well-behaved boy. Close your eyes." "Sit with me," said Chen Pai Sao with a yawn. "You promised." "I will." He would stay until the boy slept. A little more delay. Moi Fa had insisted that Chen Kai remain for the New Year celebration. Never mind that the coins from their poor autumn's harvest were almost gone. What few coins there were, after the landlord had taken his portion of the crop. Chen Kai had conceded that it would be bad luck to leave just before the holiday and agreed to stay a little longer. Now, a few feet away in their one-room home, Moi Fa scraped the tough skin of rice from the bottom of the pot for the next day's porridge. Chen Kai smoothed his son's hair. "If you are to grow big and strong, you must sleep." Chen Pai Sao was as tall as his father's waist. He was as big as any boy of his age.